Right now, five locations in the waters around Green Bay are getting seeded with wild rice this week. Wild rice used to be plentiful in the area, and it provides a habitat for fish and food for migrating birds.
UW-Green Bay, Ducks Unlimited, and the Wisconsin DNR are all involved in the project that's part of a larger effort to improve the ecological health of the bay.
Amy Carazzino-Lyon is the Green Bay Restoration Project Coordinator at UW-Green Bay. She joins us from our studios there. Amy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Can you talk, please, about the scope of this project? How much rice over how much area are we talking about?
Yeah, so this week we're working at five different sites from the city of Green Bay, here in the lower bay of Green Bay, all the way up to Marinette, Wisconsin, so including the Green Bay West Shore. We're going to be seeding this week a total of about 2,000 pounds of wild rice on about 39 acres of coastal wetlands.
And let's back up just a little bit. Tell us about the plant that we call wild rice. What is it?
Sure. Wild rice is a native aquatic plant that grows in many of our wetlands here in the upper Midwest, and especially here in Wisconsin and Minnesota. It's a really beneficial plant for wetlands. It provides a lot of benefits for fish and wildlife, and also has a cultural and nutritional benefit for people as well.
And if I'm remembering from my days on the Larry Miller show talking about things like wild rice, is it actually a grass? It's not actually related to, say, white rice that we know from Asia.
Yeah, it is a wetland grass. There's a couple different varieties that occur all throughout the country, but the one that occurs up here in Wisconsin is northern wild rice.
And what is an ideal habitat for wild rice? Where does it really thrive?
So wild rice does best in shallow waters, particularly clear water with a little bit of a flow, light to moderate flow, so some movement in the water as well. It also really likes organic soft sediment, and in particular protected areas where it doesn't see too much wave action or storm activity.
And so this week you're in the process of seeding wild rice at five different locations. How did you select where this was going to happen?
Yeah, so we worked with a lot of local experts and also perused the literature to find out what characteristics we were looking for in coastal wetlands, and ended up selecting some of our wetlands on the Green Bay West Shore that worked well with the conditions we were looking for, that seemed like good opportunities to reestablish wild rice.
And I believe this is the third year of this project, is that right?
Yeah, so some of our sites, this will be the third year of seeding, and others it'll be the second. So it's the second to third year for all five sites.
And as we mentioned, this is a pretty large collaboration, UW-Green Bay, Ducks Unlimited, the DNR, other groups, I believe. How did all of you come together to work on this project? Why is it so important?
Yeah, it is quite the collaborative project. There's a number of folks involved, as you mentioned, and it was something that everyone felt strongly about. We're all very committed to restoring coastal wetlands in the Bay of Green Bay, and bringing our native wetland plants back is part of that. So we're all very excited about it, and it's been great to work with such a diverse group of folks to get the job done.
Now, wild rice has traditionally been an important crop for Native Americans. Is there a Native American component in this collaboration?
Yeah, it is a very important plant for many Native American tribes, and particularly those here in Wisconsin, from a cultural and spiritual standpoint, as well as the nutritional standpoint. It's been recognized the important value that the plant has for nourishment of both people and wildlife. So that's a very important consideration when working with wild rice.
So, Amy, walk us through the actual process of how you seed wild rice. I mean, I think a lot of us either have gardened ourselves or see other people gardening, but that's in soil. How do you seed something that's growing in an aquatic environment?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's actually very simple. Seeding pretty much just involves taking the seed that's been collected from this late summer from plants. Our seed stock comes from Minnesota, and we pretty much take it out into our sites that we're seeding and toss it out into the water and let it do its thing. It's really important for the seed to get into the sediment now in the late fall so that it has an opportunity to cold harden over winter, and that will help to stimulate germination next spring.
So it sounds like that process is a little bit like when we're planting native wildflowers or native prairie plants, with needing some kind of pre-treatment before they'll actually develop.
Yes, exactly. It's very similar to that for gardeners.
We're talking with Amy Carazino-Lyon. She's the Green Bay Restoration Project Coordinator at UW Green Bay and is working on a project this week that is bringing together a large coalition of environmental groups, UW Green Bay, Ducks Unlimited, the DNR, and others who are reseeding wild rice in parts of the Bay of Green Bay. And does wild rice require reseeding every year, or is it a perennial crop?
Yeah, it's very interesting because wild rice is actually an annual plant for those who are familiar with annuals from gardening. It's very important for the native plants or the existing plants in the environment to go to seed to provide the seed stock for future years. And so with restoration projects, we typically try to seed wild rice at least 3 years in a row to allow for an opportunity for those plants to establish and also provide for some variability in the crop from year to year just based on environmental conditions.
So, Amy, you said that in some of the areas that you're planting this year, it's the third year, in some it's the second year. How successful have those sites been so far?
Yeah, we've seen quite the variety of success. We have several sites that even just after 1 year of seeding have been very productive. Interestingly enough, it just established right away, and we're continuing to monitor that to keep track of how well the plants are doing. We have some other sites that maybe face a few more challenges, and we're still working to really get a sustainable stock established there.
So as we've learned, whenever there's an effort for ecological restoration or reestablishing old environments that used to be present, it's not just one plant that or one animal or one insect that is key. It's a whole web of interconnection. Are there particular species that really help wild rice be sustainable in a particular area?
Yeah, well, as far as aquatic plants go, wild rice does very well existing with many of our other native aquatic plants here, including the emergent plants, so the plants that are able to be seen outside the water, as well as some of the submerged aquatic vegetation that would be underwater. But there's a lot of very close relationships with wildlife and fish that benefit from wild rice in coastal wetlands especially.
So we did mention that it makes for a good habitat for fish and also good food source for migrating birds. Are there particular mm-hmm. species of fish or birds that really rely on this crop?
Yeah, there's most of our waterfowl really benefit from wild rice, and in particular the group of waterfowl that we call the dabbling ducks, or those that sort of exist in some of the more inland or shallow water marshes, really like wild rice, and the time that rice is produced in the late summer, early fall is really critical for them to be able to find food at that time. And I think one of the lesser known benefits from wild rice and maybe from wetland restoration on a larger scale is the benefits to fish. Wild rice contributes structurally to diverse wetlands that support a lot of fish, including many of our important game fish here in Wisconsin, and also provides nursery habitat for young fish, which is particularly important from a management standpoint.
This might be outside the scope of your project, but are there efforts to track, say, how many of those fish species are increasing, or the presence of more migratory birds to kind of bolster the reasons to continue this type of project?
Yes, exactly. There's a lot of opportunity here in the Bay of Green Bay for monitoring, and we are actually currently working on a waterfowl monitoring project that is taking place at some of our wild rice restoration sites. So we have observers watching the fall migration to determine what species are using those areas and what kind of numbers we're seeing at the restoration sites.
Certainly, with any kind of restoration or work, ecological work in a public area, there's a need for outreach and education, and certainly the Green Bay area is a very highly touristed area. What ways have you been reaching out to people to explain what you're doing and getting buy-in for this kind of project in that area?
Right. It's really a unique place to work, and there's a lot of restoration work going on here beyond what we're doing, but I think one of the important connections we can make is also reaching out to the hunter and angler community in our area. A lot of folks are very involved in recreation on the bay, and all of the things that we're doing while providing fish and wildlife habitat also enhance recreational opportunities for people to enjoy hunting and fishing and also enjoy wildlife watching on the bay. So those are all things that are important to us in addition to the habitat restoration element.
And Amy, if you're able to get to a point where you feel like the wild rice restoration has been a success and you can move on to other ways to make the bay more ecologically healthy and diverse, what would be the next priority?
Yeah, well, we are looking at some other opportunities, including enhancing some diked wetland restoration sites to improve fish and wildlife habitat right in the city of Green Bay at a public park, and also looking to expand some opportunities for other habitat elements that will help fish and wildlife in the bay, such as woody debris and other structural components that are more difficult to find.
Well, Amy, thanks so much for joining us and telling us about the project.
Thank you for having me.
Amy Carazino-Lyon is the Green Bay Restoration Project Coordinator at UW Green Bay. She was with us to talk about the wild rice seeding that's happening in the area this week.
And on a side note, if any high school out there wants to take on the team mascot name Dabbling Ducks, I will be first in line to buy your t-shirt.